Recently, an internet user said he was fired after the company found him surfing pornographic websites on his mobile phone during lunch break. As it turned out, the employer has been monitoring every single move you make on the internet, at least at work. So guys, tell me more about the story first.
I would love to. A netizen published a post recently asking, what will you do if you find all of your records of surfing on the internet at the workplace or monitored by your boss? He said he was fired by his company because the company monitored his internet records and found that he used his lunch break to watch pornographic websites. The incident has triggered some public opinion and discussion.And netizens have blamed the company, and at the same time, netizens have also blamed him. So it's kind of a good topic for us to talk about. And personally, I'm going to already just state my side here. It's their internet. It's the company's internet. He has no business looking at that stuff on their internet that they provide to their employees. And so use your own data if you want to watch that stuff at work, which honestly is just kind of, you shouldn't be doing that at work. It's weird.
Yeah, when I read the story, I was shocked actually for twice. The first time I was shocked is that, wow, what was the man doing watching pornographic website during the break? Was he insane? This is work time. And an adult should have professional qualities and should be self-disciplined. And on second thought, my question is, how did the company know? And is the company monitoring everything we do during work hour? That can be horrifying to think about as well.
I think you say all the important points of this story, Yu-Young, because it shocked me the part when I realized that as soon as you get on your company's Wi-Fi, your company can track every single click you made on your smartphone or on your computer. I used to think it was just the desktop. Apparently, it's your smartphone as well. I think this is probably the most important message that we're sending out to everyone. That is, you are being watched by your employer. I mean, this is something, vital information that I can't believe was not publicized to the employee.First.
Yeah, but you're being watched by your employer knowing that you're using their internet. Use your own data for your private things. Like, guys, like, don't go take your computer outside and watch things like this. Do it in the privacy of your own home if you're gonna do it. But, I mean, at the same time, this is work Wi-Fi, and there's a reason why companies monitor this kind of stuff, because you can understand. If you're running a company and you're employing lots of people and you need to be successful for these people to keep their jobs, then you at the same time need to make sure that everybody's pulling maybe some of their weight. What if there's some people just on social media websites all day that aren't doing anything, and other people have to work harder to carry their weight?
But this is lunch break, okay?
But at the same time, I'm saying you can understand why they're monitoring the internet. I mean, just the internet in general.
Yeah, but at least let the employees know they are monitored, right? And if the employees are in the dark picture and they know nothing about the monitoring, I think that's an infringement of privacy. The company can tell the employees that, well, we can sign a confidential agreement and everything is all right and you have your choices and you know that you will be monitored. And I think that leaves employees more choices and control their words and behaviors during the work hour.
At the same time, I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I think, you know, so many people can say excuses for whatever. I think what it comes down to is responsibility. Like, first of all, he's watching porn at work. I don't care if it's during your lunch break. That makes everybody that maybe saw you doing that feel really awkward, like PDA in the office. It's just, I mean, more than PDA. It's just weird to do that at work. And at the same time, like, it's not like he was just, like, surfing Taobao all day and got fired. He got fired because he was watching, like, pornographic stuff at work using their Wi-Fi.
Well, yeah, but he probably, we don't know the details. I'm just trying to set the picture. Maybe, I mean, he's doing it in his own privacy. Like, during lunch break. I mean, it could be he's watching porn. What about if he's just playing video games? He's just watching some Japanese anime or whatever. It's none of that stuff is work-related, but this guy just wants to have a little break during lunch. That is legit.
But no one got fired under those circumstances of using the internet that way. This person got fired in this case for watching porn, which has, in my opinion, no place in the office.
Yeah. And talking about under what circumstances the company can fire people, let's look at the labor law. And the labor law requires the company to have a suitable reason to fire an employee, even during the preparation period. So talking about the suitable reason, it means the employee violates the law or is proved not to be able to do the job. Obviously, watching porns here is not any of them. But I'm not speaking for the man. I think he is to blame because he's doing something very unprofessional. But if the company has no regulation on employees surfing other websites during the break, and it fires you for that reason, the company needs to offer the compensation to the employee. So maybe the guy can negotiate with the HR department of the company or apply for arbitration.
You know, I think I can see your point in that letting the employee know before you hire them, you know, you're about to be hired. Hey, just so you know, whatever you do on the internet, even if it's during your lunch break, we know about it. So make sure whatever you do on our internet is PG, you know, and acceptable. But I don't know. At the same time, like, this guy was watching porn in the office and, like,
maybe in the bathroom on his mobile phone.
And at the same time, he's telling the world, hey, guys, I got fired because I was watching porn on my break. Like, that is so embarrassing to let the world know. Like, well, this guy must have really loved his job or something, or he really felt slighted to tell the world, hey, I was watching porn during my lunch break and I got fired. Everybody, help me out here.
I mean, yeah, like, and I think weird. I am helping out. I do have a level of, a tad of sympathy for him because he didn't know. Because, yes, as strange as it is, I do admit to that, but this is not like human crime. This is not something that affects other people. And I think it's really important that we establish the contract and honor it. And the company doesn't even have the courtesy to let you know that you've been under surveillance. That's something I find it very irksome, and sometimes I think it's a huge problem in today's society when every single move of yours is being watched. Who gave you or the state that kind of power? And it feels like we are sort of under the thumb of the state machine, or here, the company machine. Where is my privacy?
I don't think you have to use the internet if you don't want to. Maybe you should invest more in your 4G data plan. But you know, the office is a place for professionalism. And anyone that would call pornographic, even during lunch breaks, being professional and looking good on your professional, like, record, no way. I'm sorry, dude. You got what was coming to you. You shouldn't be doing that stuff, you know. And that's my personal spiel on it.
Yes, and if you can't change the whole picture, if you can't change the situation that you might be monitored, then some rational suggestions that behave yourself, control your words during work time, and if the company doesn't tell the employees about surveillance, I think it's against the public morals and modern corporate culture.
You know, you guys have moved me a little bit. Maybe if I was the boss and this was like me talking to this guy about what he had just done, I would have said, hey, let's call him Bob. I said, hey, Bob, listen, I know, don't do it again or you're going to be in big trouble. And, you know, give someone a second chance because I don't know. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah, that's the whole point, right?
Yeah.
And we've got a whole bunch of messages coming in regarding watching porno and getting fired during lunch break, that kind of thing. And I'll start with Zhao Lu's message. He or she is saying, I want to say your boss hired you for work, not for leisure or your pleasure.
Ooh.
So basically, it is unethical for any employee to do such a thing that has nothing to do with his job, and it's a waste for the employer's cost. Yeah, and also Zhao Lu says that, Ryan, you're great, you're magnificent, you are truly awesome, loves you.
Leisure and pleasure, I love the rhyme scheme there,
and
bonus points for that, but I love you guys too.
It's particularly Zhao Lu, this one person.
Zhao Lu.
I tend to agree with you, because perhaps even during lunchtime, people might using the public Wi-Fi to do important things, maybe related to your job, and you do the pornography thing, it's a waste of public resource.
Or someone's walking by and sees you like watching intently porn on your computer, like they're gonna be like, oh my god, like I feel really awkward now.
Well, that person's doing it on his mobile phone. I don't see why people are so hard on other people.
Why are you so nice today?
Hey,
Hoyogs.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
so nice.
Yeah. And I'd say it's your lunch break. If I want to watch a little bit of Japanese anime, that can get a little bit weird too. And sometimes some other stuff. Why can't I just do that in my own privacy on my mobile phone? Not like everybody's seeing it. And that's just what I think. But I know if the company culture and the company regulations are otherwise, maybe you should be more cautious about this kind of thing. And also, there is Han saying, I've also heard people getting fired by shopping online a lot, playing games a lot, use a proxy next time, or your own data plan. Yes, Ryan.
You know what, Han, based off of what you said, you know, every job I've had in the States, like if they found me on anything other than what I was supposed to be doing for work, I would get like one warning and then the second time fired. I don't have sympathy for this, because at the same time, you are working, you are hired to do your job. And if you're not doing it, can you blame your employers for saying, dude, we want to hire someone that's going to do the work we're asking them to do, and you just want to play video games all day? Come on, there needs to be ambition here. You need to take pride in your work, and I think once you do that, you'll even be really successful.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to establish boundaries. What's during work, what's off work, and I think these days with the prevalence of technology, it's actually really difficult sometimes to determine what those boundaries are. This is your lunch break. I just want to reiterate that.
At the same time, I just want to say, Han, always love your comments.
And one personal suggestion, I hope our boss is not listening to our show, because don't do the shopping thing during the work hour, because you will leave your Alipay code on the record.
Ooh.
That can be dangerous
and
potentially your records will be found by others and your money will
that is such a good point. We should guard our passwords with our lives. Okay, and Roger says with this kind of story, I can't believe what you're doing, dude. Can't you just hold it a little bit longer? Oh my god, I'm
well
saying
said.
This okay Roger, that's a very good point. And Guar, something, 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 and Annabelle, both of them say that the boss should not, like, butt into your business when they shouldn't be there. So, well, you know, that's very interesting. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yu Yang, and Ryan Price.